Good evening, everybody.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move. Reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
Commute this. Yo, yo, what's good, everybody? Good evening, good evening. You're listening to Q&A with Roland D. What's going on? What's going on? It's your boy Roland D. That's right.
I might be too strung out on compliments, overdose on confidence, started not to give a fuck and stop fearing the consequence, drinking every night because we drink to my accomplishments, faded way too long, I'm floating in and out of consciousness, and they saying I'm back, I'd agree with that, I just take my time with all this shit, I still believe in that, I had someone tell me I fell off, ooh I needed that, and they wanna see me pick back up, well where'd I leave it at, I know I exaggerated things, now I got it like that, tuck my napkin in my shirt, cause I'm just mobbing like that. You know good and well that you don't want a problem like that. You gon' make someone around me catch a body like that. No, don't do it. Please don't do it. Cause one of us goes in and we all go through it. And Drizzy got the money, so Drizzy gon' pay it. Those my brothers, I ain't even gotta say it. That's just something they know. They know, they know, 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 they know, yeah, they know, yeah, that the real is on the rise, fuck them other guys, I even gave them a chance to decide, now it's something they know, they know, they know, they know, yeah. I be yelling out, money over everything, money on my mind. Then she wanna ask when it got so empty. Tell her I apologize, happened over time. She says they miss the old Drake, girl, don't tempt me. If they don't get it, they'll be over you. That new shit that you got is overdue. You better do what you supposed to do. I'm like, why I gotta be all that, but still I can't deny the fact that it's true. Listen to you expressing all them feelings. Soap opera rappers, all these niggas sound like all my children. And that's who you thinking is about to come and make a killing. I guess it really is just me, myself, and all my millions. You know that they ain't even got it like that. You gon' hype me up and make me catch a body like that. Cause I live for this, it isn't just a hobby like that. When they get my shit and play it, I ain't even gotta say it. They know.
They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know.
Yeah, they know, yeah. That the real is on the rise. Fuck them other guys. I even gave them a chance to decide. Now it's something they know.
Yeah.
They know, they know,
yeah.
They know.
Welcome, everybody. Come on in, sit on in, and come on in. It's your boy, Roland D, and again, you're tuning in live. Q&A with Roland D. Here we're going to discuss everything going on, so I want you to go in and sit on back, take your wig off, get you a glass of Masato, do whatever you do, but we're going to have a good old time tonight where we're going to discuss some nice topics. Big Bang, come on in. It's the Roland D Show. We're going to be discussing about relationships, everyday conversations, things that make you go home, and you're going to put a little bit of that rolling music, too. So, again, go get you something to drink, get you some popcorn, you know what I'm saying? The next break we're going to take, we're going to bring everything back for you. The agenda for today's show topics, number one, is there a such thing as love at first sight? Think about it. The next topic going to be, do we often fall for the outer and not the inner?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. But, again, go grab you a little something to drink. It's going to get hot up in here tonight. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll be right back at you. Let go.
Get high. Get high.
Magazine.
Get high.
Hype Magazine, a magazine that gives you all kinds of flavor for your entertainment needs. You can purchase Hype Magazine in all major stores, as well as getting it digitally at www.gethypeonline.com. Get your ad in Hype Magazine now and subscribe by calling 1-301-579-HYPE. That's 1-301-579-HYPE-4973. This is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
We're back. So, topic number one, we're going to jump right on into it. We ain't taking no slack. Tell me, is there a such thing as love at first sight? Come on again. Is there a such thing as love at first sight? What if you was blind and you couldn't see? What if it was just the Victoria-less secrets that had you going? What was it really going on? Callers, if you're out there, call in 718-664-6543. I'll support Roman. Stay tuned. We're going to another commercial break. caller on the line. Nala.
Rolling.
Nala,
hey,
yes,
I can hear you.
On?
Hello, can you hear me?
On? Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah,
I'm calling in about your question. You said, is there such a thing as, what is it, love at first sight? That's a tough one. That's a really tough one. And I think it also depends on the culture you're from and your upbringing and all that, you know, because we're so physical here in the U.S., we think more so by what we see, what appeals to us. It doesn't mean it's what's good for us. So I don't know. That's a tough one. I think it also depends on your mind state.
So what do you think, I mean, as of now, people's mind states are as of right now, in 2011?
Right. In 2011, I think people are very immediate, so it's more of I'm attracted to you, and then let's see if it works out.
Okay. So would you say, like, it's more of like, lust at first sight versus love at first sight? Where are we at in 2011? Is it lust or love?
I think it's lust,
okay.
And then if I like you, we'll still keep talking.
Okay. I'm not going to front. I mean, you know, this is going to be a show where we're going to keep it real, that. And I want all the people out there, LTM, Radio Land, to know when you call in, we're going to keep it real on this station right here. So, you know, like I said, relax, speak on it, let it flow.
Well, I mean, that's been my experience.
Right.
You know? You see someone, you like them, and, you know, for women, depending on my state, we're thinking, okay, maybe we're trying to meet someone for something that might go long-term. We're not always just hit and run, you know. But I think people need to think a little more seriously, you know, when they meet somebody. You know, if you just want sex or you're just attracted, then just be honest with that, but don't mess yourself up by thinking it's going to be something more.
So tell me something. So really, in today's world, how can someone really be honest like that? I mean, I see you out there in the street. I see you walking. My uncle had to say, hey, I mean, we're in 2011. You got to look at the music industry and a lot of
right.
where the music play a factor in to these songs, which our next topic going to be talking about. We talk about that next. But that plays a big role in it.
It sure
and
does.
We all, you know, and we all get that little vibe, and we out and we about. I mean, I go to the grocery store. I'm walking. I'm bouncing. I mean, just, we all, that's the world we live in. Everyone feels
right.
good about themselves. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So everybody want to be, I mean, embraced.
You know what?
But
see, I think the only time someone sees it as love at the first sight is if that's what's in their, if that's the mode that they're in. Like, say you're like, okay, I'm at this point in my life where I'm ready to start meeting someone for a future. Then you might see someone and say, okay, yeah, that's them. You know what I mean?
Right.
You have to be in that mental. And I remember because I asked my dad about this, I said, man, how did my grandparents meet? And he said, you know what? Your grandparents got married after knowing each other for 2 weeks.
Right.
See, that don't
right.
hardly happen no more. That was love at first sight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now I do appreciate you for calling in. We got to keep this flowing. But
yeah, no problem.
Thank you for calling.
Congratulations on your show.
And I appreciate it. Tell your friends we're gonna do this every Tuesday. You know, 7 p.m. Pacific for my folks on the West Coast, 10 p.m. Eastern for all my folks on the East and down South, and also 9 p.m. Central Time for all my folks. You know, in the lower part of the South. You know, what I'm saying, we got my folks from New Orleans, Texas. But like I said, we're going to keep it pushing. Again, thanks for calling.
Much love. Take care.
All righty.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Next caller. Oh, my goodness. What a surprise. My brother, Demetrius McKeever. What's going on, man?
Hello, Roland D. First of all, I want to congratulate you on your show. I want to expound on the love at first sight topic. I agree with your previous caller. In some aspects, in 2011, I think the women are just tired. The women are tired of all the games from the guys. And so now when they meet a good guy, you know, they're playing games and they're not trying to get to know them. They're putting them in the same category as their past experiences, and so they're playing games right along with them. So in reference to the lust, I think it's the lust at first sight, but then I think the women are so tired of being hurt that
right.
they have the guard up. The guard is up. So I believe that's the reason why the relationships don't work. If you could have went through 5 or 6 relationships and you meet that perfect guy who's probably went through the same thing, but women are hurt so much in 2011, they're, you know, sometimes it's like, see what I can get. What can I get out of it? You know, I'm tired of doing all the putting out. I want to come in now, and I want
to. I do respect that fact, and I do respect all the women that's on that level right now. I have no problem with that. I mean, that's the sign of the time we're in right now. So, I mean, on that note, I mean, how does a man protect themselves? Because, see, like you said, it's on the flip side now. The women,
right.
like, they tired, so now they're going to get theirs. Okay, that's fine. But, again, where does the man play a role at now? The man that's trying to do the right thing.
Shut up.
And they get caught up in the back and forth of the tug of war and being that other man.
Exactly, and that's the big problem that we're having now, because it's like, you know, we got men, women going through different experiences, and before they meet the right individual. But unfortunately, it's just not working. It's just, you know, a lot of people being out there hurt. That's why you got these different love sites, these different websites, and people that are trying to meet the right person, and it's kind of hard. It's not like when our parents met each other, you know, you don't
right.
see relationships going 30, 40, 50 years. Like our parents,
right.
50 years. It's not like that no more. The morals are different. You know.
So, of course, I revert back to, so is it really like lust at first sight? Because if that's the case, I mean, and I don't keep it 1,000 proof on the show, you know, so that's what we do here. I've been on myself, you know, a few rounds. I mean, hey, we all been there. At what age,
right.
we all been there. But,
exactly.
Hey, I think some situations that work out pretty good. So you never can tell nowadays, but I guess the love at first sight is kind of like a mixture going into 2011, going to 2012. But, hey, brother, man, I appreciate you for calling, man. All
yes,
my friends
sir.
In L.A. Hey, brother, tell them what's going on, how we get down out here in the A.
All right, and I'll pass the word out. And once again, great, good luck to you, brother.
I appreciate it.
All right.
I think we got another caller online. Nicole Porter.
Hello.
Nicole.
Hello.
What's going on, Nicole? What's going on?
I had to call in and show some support, show some love.
Uh-huh. I appreciate it. That's what's up. So tell
okay,
me.
So
I mean,
where?
I'm glad you called in. I mean, knowing your situation, you got to, you know, you came about where. You met what your husband in? Was it in
high school?
High school, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what do you think? I mean, you heard the first two calls. What do you think on what you've heard so far?
I was running on a treadmill a little bit, so I kind of caught a little bit, and then
okay.
I kind of missed out on a couple pieces. But I don't necessarily believe in love at first sight. I don't believe in it. I think it's generally lust, because at first sight, that's what we do. We're all visual, and then you get to learn the person.
Right.
So
okay.
I don't believe in love at first sight, no.
Okay. Well, I mean, again, I mean, with the lust, I guess I look at it now in 2011, but you can see lust anywhere. You can get your mailbox,
mm-hmm.
somebody was out on the street, you know.
Right.
I mean, because if you see that attracts your eye, your human eye,
uh-huh.
you know, you're going to, you know, jump into that. Are you going to be interested in that? And we're all human.
Well, see,
real.
You know, the thing is that people look at lusting. I mean, you know, biblically, it's negative, but you know, you have to visually want someone. And then once you visualize this person and you say, oh, this looks like a person that I want to know better, or, ooh, this person looks sexy, or, ooh, he looks really good in that suit, I want to get to know him better. So it's a version of lusting, yeah. And then you want to take it to the next level. So you can either make it shallow and sleep with the person or whatever, or you can take it to the next level. So, I mean, I think every connection definitely has a portion of lusting. And there's nothing wrong with it. You know, if you want to, whatever you want to do in a relationship. Me and my husband have been married for almost 14 years, and we still lessen behind each other.
And that's excellent. And that's what my brother was saying, you know, because like, so my parents were married 41 years, and through the real ups, downs, through the everything, you know, you got to, like, really maintain and stay there. I think a lot of times, you know, we get mad, or in this new generation, we get mad, and we push it just to go. Choom, we out. Choom, choom, choom. We out.
Right,
you know what
right.
I'm saying? Like Speedy Gonzalez. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So,
but
yeah. So, I mean, that's my little perspective.
Okay, for sure. All right. I definitely want to thank you for calling, Nicole.
No problem. It's all love. Congratulations. Keep doing your thing.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care.
Nicole.
Have a good night.
All right. Yeah, we got a few more callers. This is getting hot in here. I'm liking it. I mean, callers, if you're out there, again, call in at 718-664-6543. We talking about, is it love at first sight or is it lust at first sight? And it's pretty good. I'm glad the callers that called in. I'm going to thank you guys. Let's keep the calls moving. Let's see who our next caller is coming up. Love at first sight. I remember when I thought I seen love at first sight. It was crazy. I'll never forget the night. But I hear we got Tanya on the line. Tanya,
hey,
D. I'm here.
Oh, hey, babe.
What's going on?
Hey, what's going on? Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Feeling real good.
Okay. Yeah, dude, I actually wanted to comment on that. I don't know, I was having some problems with my phone. I don't understand what was going on. But I don't really agree with love at first sight. Yeah, I think that's more like a figure of speech. You know, seriously, you know, if you're at a gas station or a grocery store, you're just walking the streets, you know, and you see somebody, you're like, oh, my God, you know, they're hot or they're sexy, you know, they look good to you, you know, physical attraction is automatically going to come first. That doesn't mean you love them. You don't know nothing about that person, so how can you say it's love? When you first see, like example, I love me some watermelon, and I see this watermelon, and I'm like, okay, dang. Oh, man, I got to get the watermelon. You know, it's in season. Boom, I go purchase it. I crack it open, start eating on it, and it's not sweet. I'm like, well, excuse me. I'm like, oh, my God, are you serious? Like, this watermelon sucks. So I might have thought that, you know, when I see this, I might think that, okay, I like it, or, man, oh, I see this and I love it. You know, like example, let's just take it closer to home. I might see someone who's 6'2", 6'3", light-skinned, bald head, and I'm like, oh, my God, I love him. No, I was lusting. You don't love at first sight, you know. When you start seeing someone and it's a physical thing, it's, you know, lust, naturally.
Right.
Then it grows. Once when you spend time with that person, you talk with that person, then it turns into, like, what we're speaking on, love at first sight. But, I mean, excuse me, not love at first sight, but, you know, it turns into, you know, liking, love. But there's, like, different levels. I really don't personally believe that.
Oh, okay,
you know,
Tanya,
the love at first sight thing.
I'm going to take you on another level real quick. Let's say, for instance, a scenario. I'm going to take you on another level real quick. Let's say a scenario. You go out the country. I'm going to say Jamaica. I've been to Jamaica. You go to Jamaica. You get there. You know, everybody's showing you a nice time where you get there, and the service is great. And out of nowhere, like, whew, you see Mr. Ballhead. Go team. You know what I'm saying? You know, I might have some girls, you know what I'm saying? A little tight shirt. You know what I'm saying? And there you at. So what do you do when he's looking at you? You're looking at him, you're looking at him, back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what is that? Is it love at first sight? Or are you really, love at first sight? I mean, come on now.
Nope.
Lust. We're getting real here.
I mean, how can you love that person? You love his look, or, you know, you love that person's look, you know, I mean, everybody has some form of attraction. You know, some people are attracted to thicker, you know, plus-size people, thin people. You know, you have, like, what you're attracted to naturally, what will kind of turn your head. But just because you look, and he's got that tight shirt on, and he's like, oh, like you said.
I like that.
What makes you think that you really, you know, it's lust? I mean, it depends on now. Okay, I will bring it a little bit closer to home. Now, take it for instance. Let's just say me, for instance. Let's say, okay, I'm single. Let's have a single for a minute, too.
I'm
ready to settle down. I'm ready to get married. I'm on a hunt.
You said an interesting word. You said you're on a hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's a lot of folks out there, I think, are in a hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say? I mean, it's a lot of single folks out there, a lot of single folks listening to this station right here. But, I mean, hey, that's what it is in 2011. So it's like a, I mean, what it is, it's more like a, you know what I'm saying, it's like a tug of war. Money in the middle, you know, it's wild. But I'm talking out of state instincts. But what about even in state? I know I've been places, and I've looked my worst, and I see people. So I'm like, wow, who me? I don't got no cut, no shade. It's crazy, but I mean, it's real. I think I'm dreaming. I don't know if I'm in the real world or in the internet world or what world. I mean, I'm just here. But I'm glad to be here. I'm thankful to be here.
Exactly.
More than anything. I'm thankful to have family, friends, more than anything. If I'm going to love on something, it's going to be on my family. That's how much love I got for them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's all my family. That ain't just immediate family.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's internet family, Facebook family, Twitter family, ATL family. Los
mm-hmm.
Angeles, California, family. I mean, everybody's
mm-hmm.
family to me. It's all good. But check it out, Tanya. We're going to, you know what I'm saying, have to take a little quick commercial break.
Okay.
And, you know what I'm saying, get ready for our next topic. I do want to thank you for calling in and chopping it up with your boy, Roland D.
Not a problem.
You know? Yeah, we're going to go and get a song planned. And, hey, thank you again for calling. And remember, every Tuesday, it's right here, Q&A with Roland D. That's right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
They were rolling D. I'm having a good time so far. I hope everybody out there is having a good time. I'm enjoying this. We know we got our time is ticking. The topic I was, you know, that I kind of want to follow up with the last topic. When we were talking about love at first sight, or is it lust at first sight? Well, I guess just to, you know, piggyback on that, do we often fall for the outer and not the inner? What starts this? Is it the music videos? Why in every video you see, you only see a top model? That's all you see. I would love to see a sister 350 pounds bouncing around in a music video in the hottest song that's out right now. I want to see that. Let me try to love little by Lil Wayne with a little chick like Precious in it. I want to see that. That's what I want to see. I mean, hey, how to love. Y'all love everybody. Y'all show everybody love. All races, all creeds, you know, we got to keep it real with everybody. Callers, if you're out there, what's your take on that? Hit me up, 718-664-6543. Let me know what you think. Can you call and tell me when you've seen a video? Be honest. Besides the Fat Boys back in the 80s, were you seeing, like, healthy people in the video? The hottest songs that we love today. I mean, why is everyone not viewed as beautiful? Anyone want to answer that question? ELTM Radio, I know you out there. Call in, 718-664-6543. Think about a video I saw. It's funny when we talk about videos. I've seen the old Fat Boys classic movies. In Jail. Maybe I remember that or not. In jail, without the bill. We in jail. We in jail because we feel, you know, I remember that. But, I mean, in 2000 on up, you're not seeing it no more. Why is that? What is going on out there? Tell me. Complete silence. But falling for the inner nowadays, that's hard to find. Because maybe because we're too busy lusting. Or really, we just don't care. Everybody in the studio looking around. Shout out to y'all. What a call is that? Okay, I see. Okay. Well, that caller. Okay. I remember back in the day when I wasn't viewed as beautiful. I remember I was fat. You call me fat. I just wore these gazelles, had a jerry curl, little tight sweater moms would put me in. No love. I was like, why don't you get no love? Self-esteem low was shot. We're going to be another one of our topics coming up. Self-esteem, how do you turn that around with a low self-esteem? Right now, we're going to shut it down for a minute and go through. and go to a commercial break. And while we get the callers online, and now we'll be moving on to our next segment right here on Q&A with Roland D.
He's back.
Hello, are you there? Leo? I can't hear.
Can you hear me?
Okay, there you go. Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, I was listening. Yeah. Yeah, I was listening to the show. I was just you know, checking out, you know, Love is First Sight. But I really think there is a such thing as Love is First Sight.
Okay. Well, why do you say that?
Yeah. Because, you know, sometimes you just happen to, you know, just happen to look over and there she is and you like, okay, hey, there go my wife. You know, it happens.
Okay, so you're married?
Nah. No, but I just feel that way.
Oh, you feel married, Leroy?
Say again.
Why do you say you feel married?
I can't hear you.
Why do you say you feel married?
Oh my!
You,
huh?
I didn't hear you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. You say you feel
yeah.
You're married.
Yeah.
But why do you feel like you're married though? Why would you feel like that if you're not married?
That's a good question, huh?
Right. I'm just trying to understand it. Like, hey, why is it? I mean, why do you feel like you're married if you're not married? I mean, marriage is it's a big step.
Oh, we're talking about love at first sight, right?
That's right, Leroy. Hey, where you calling from, Leroy?
Atlanta, Georgia.
You sound like you're nice and relaxed back there.
I am. I had probably.
Well, that's what's up. Hey, well, I want to thank you for calling in. We're going to move right along. Leroy? Oh, we have Tanya on the line?
Hey. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you. Okay. Tanya, what's going on?
Okay. I'm just trying to get over Leroy.
Oh, yeah, Leroy. Yeah, Leroy was kind of interesting. I mean, Leroy
yeah,
was really nice, and I mean, I don't know if he was like, you know, what was the phone?
Was I don't know,
was,
you know, he might have had one too many. Okay, but I wanted to comment. I think you started the second portion of your show.
Right.
Okay, and what was the question again? And Leroy threw me off.
Oh, Leroy. Yeah, Leroy kind of threw me off for a second, too. Well, no, we were just talking about, like, you know, like a music video. Like, why is everyone not viewed as beautiful? I mean, do we all have to fall for the outer and not the inner? We talking about the music video.
Okay, you were speaking about the music video. Well, I mean, that's it. You know, it's what the media put out. I think you was also mentioning something about, you know, low self-esteem and having low self-esteem. But I believe the media has a big play when it comes to self-esteem. Like, example, I mean, me personally, years ago, me moved out. I used to model, you know, and just modeling, you have to go through a lot to look a certain way, you know. They've kind of bent the rules a little bit nowadays, but back then you just had to be, like, almost anorexic stick person to model. And, you know, they're trying to bring the plus sizes out more. Which are making people that are more of plusser size, you know, accept themselves more. Like Monique. Yeah, she used to talk to people out, but she was thick. She was beautiful and she loved it. And she embraced it. And, you know, I think the media personally takes a lot of the concern in that area as far as having low self-esteem. In that area, definitely. You know, it plays a role, should I say. Because you see these people, you know, they're beautiful, they're pretty, or they look like this, or they look like that, or they're wearing a size 4, and that puts that image in their head.
Right.
Like, okay, in order for me to be beautiful, I have to be a size 4. Trust me, I used to be a size 4. It ain't cute.
Right.
It's not cute to me.
Well, Tanya, I mean, thank you I want to definitely thank you for calling. We're looking at our time here. We're going to start, you know, wrapping up. This has been a good show. And again, this is just the beginning. Every other Tuesday, right here, Q&A with Roland D. And again, my thoughts and beliefs are not necessarily reflect the beliefs of EOTM Radio Network. Now, this is, you know, Roland D. This is what I'm thinking, what I see. I mean, that's why we have these callers. But I was thinking about a situation myself when I was in, when I was a bit younger. And I guess as you get older, you get a little mature or whatever. But I broke up with a woman, and this is silly. Please don't, y'all. It was over food. Food. See that? I mean, food. I'll never forget, you know, when she left. It was sad. It had me so depressed. I even wrote a song about it. Remember that song by Donnell Jones, Where I Wanna Be? Boy, on a rainy day like today, I wrote a song called What I Don't Wanna Eat. And I'm gonna sing it for you. Acapella. You all know how that Donnell Jones went. Where I Wanna Be. We're gonna do it right here. Bought my baby girl a Pepsi. I told her I'll be coming home. She better leave my greens alone. Apparently she couldn't understand me, 'cause she ate my greens and my black eyed peas. I told her, if she feed me some fries, I'd be the man she need. I got a lot of food inside of me, and I really didn't need that last piece. I really didn't need the burgers, but I feel sometimes it's best to eat alone. But when you feed someone, they just don't feed you back. I know how I feel real sad when I wanna eat. She's crying her heart to me that she wants KFC, but I wasn't trying to eat what she wanted to eat. That's not where I wanted to eat. Boom, boom, doom, 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 doom. You should have been thinking. I didn't want that burger, baby. Oh, no, no, no. I never ate a cold sandwich. I never played no silly parts like going to the kitchen when it was dark. Would I eat? Would I stay? Would I choke? I think about it every time I grab a piece of cheese toast. Hey, girl, that chicken we share is real. But them fries are the real deal. I'm not saying I don't want it fried, but at Popeyes I order breast and two thighs. Yes, that's the truth. Say when you feed someone, they just don't feed you back. I know how I feel real sad when I wanna eat. She's crying in her heart to me that she wants KFC, but I wasn't trying to eat where she wanted to eat. That's not where I wanted to eat. I'm sorry, girl. I just gonna use this. Well, that felt good. Boy, it's all good to sing a song. It's all good to sing a song. Right now, we're gonna get to commercial break. You know what I'm saying? I hope y'all enjoying the Roland D Show or Q&A with Roland D on EOTM Network. So we're having a good time here in the studio. I'm having a blast, my first time rolling. But hey, commercial break, right back.
Thank you. While you're sitting there on the couch, wonder what you're going to do today, grab that remote and turn your TV to MTV, your most popular way to stay on top of all music, shows, news, and movies. MTV is greatly known for their highly viewed shows, such as MTV Cribs, Jersey Shore, The Grudge, 16 and Pregnant, Maid, My Life is Liz, and many, many more. MTV also gives you the option to check out video premieres on your favorite artists, such as Trey Songz, Nicki Minaj, Lil Wayne, and many more artists of your choice. Stay connected with MTV through your social media networks. Twitter, follow MTV. Facebook, www.facebook.com/MTV. MySpace, www.myspace.com/MTV. Also by MTV newsletters and podcasts. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Yeah, we're back here on Q&A with Roland D. That's right, we're back. And I'm glad to be here. EOTM Radio Network, I'm glad to be here. Thank you guys for, you know, letting me come and do my thing. But I'm going to talk real quick while I got a few more minutes to wrap up, before I wrap it up the show. In the sports news, what's going on in the sports world? NFL, hey, it's getting real good. Green Bay Packers, 9-0. Can you believe that? San Francisco 49ers, 8-1. Okay, I see y'all. The New Orleans Saints, I was at a little spot on Sunday. I saw that game. They 7-3. Steelers 7-3. The Houston Texans, all my folks out there in Texas, hey, I see y'all 7-3. But the biggest surprise is the Indianapolis Colts 0-10. No Peyton, major problem. I'm like, come on, man. He don't play defense. He plays offense. So it's wild, though. And in other news, I know you guys all heard about the NBA lockout. I ain't going to lie. It's getting cold. This time of year where you really want to be able to sit back, relax, watch a few hoop games, chill out, relax on a Tuesday night. But no basketball. What's going on? I look at it in lab. I look at it like the NBA lockout to me is just like a war of billionaires against millionaires. The real people that's being affected are the thousands out there with no job that's not working right now. But, hey, that's my view on it. That's how I look at it. I mean, hey, I don't know how you guys feel about it. But that's how it's going down. Now, before we get ready to clock out, boy, I had a good time with y'all today, boy. You know, what's that song? Who sang it? We're getting hot in here. You know, remember that? Hey, I take it back for y'all real quick. But, I mean, right now, I definitely want to thank everyone who tuned in. I had a good time this evening. I really hope you guys did, too. I want to thank all the callers that called in. Again, keep spreading the word right here on the EOTM Radio Network. Got to give a shout-out to Anthony Donaldson for all the behind-the-scenes work. I mean, I could definitely do this without him. Also want to give a shout-out to Carla for putting it all together, you know, for me and making everything a smooth transition here at the EOTM Radio Network. Again, every other Tuesday is Q&A with Roland D, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. Pacific. That's right. We're going to always have topics. Hey, you can also catch me on Facebook at DeMarco Roland D. Or if you have Twitter, follow me at Roland D. Now, I ain't going to lie, I might not be talking about much, but hey, follow me anyway. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you never know what I might be talking about. You never know what I might say. You just don't know. But, I mean, again, we're having a good time. I mean, it's just been fun. I hope you guys really enjoyed it. I enjoyed bringing it to you. Roland D Music, that's something else, you know. So a lot of you guys know about Roland D Music. I've been knowing since I was a kid. I mean, my obsession, I love food. I mean, I'm a big brother. I mean, what can I say? I mean, I love food. I love to eat. I love chicken. You know, I love Popeyes. I mean, I love all that. I mean, it's good to me. But on another note, again, tell a friend, say, hey, I know there's no show on Tuesdays to come on. You can log into your computer, EOTMradio.com, where you can hear your boy, Roland D. We're going to talk about a range of different topics. I mean, things that make you go, make you really think. Make you really think. I'm still trying to understand, ham and a burger. I went to Burger King. I was like, can I get a ham burger? Oh, also, if you're out there in the Facebook world, hey, if you like this show, if you like this show, go to EOTMradio.com. Okay. If you like it, go to the EOTM page. Go and if you like it. Let me know. Leave some comments. And you can click on the like, retweet, tell a friend, and spread the word. But hey, it's almost time for me to go. Hope you have a fun. I'm about to run. About to run. About to run. That's right. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. EOTM Radio. Q&A Rolling D. I'm liking this. Yeah. I can't wait for the next show. Hey, again, holler me on Facebook, DeMarco Rolling D, or on Twitter, at Rolling D. Get at me. We're going to be out. One love.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing. So with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573. Or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
EOTM Radio, entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.